listener production.
A million kids at home amid teacher strikes, more bee colonies infected with a deadly parasite, and the next grocery item in short supply. It's Thursday, June 30. I'm Caitlin Unger, and this is your news briefing. A week of strike action is ramping back up again today. Teachers are walking off the job and train drivers are once again taking industrial action. Staff from both public and Catholic schools are walking off the job together for 24 hours, the first time they've done that in roughly 20 years. Just like nurses earlier in the week, they're frustrated with the promised 3% increase to the public sector wage cap, saying it's nowhere near enough to keep up with inflation. They're also struggling with staff shortages, which is making it difficult to manage workloads. New South Wales Teachers Federation President Angelo Gavrilatos says they're at breaking point.
Never before have teachers and principals been so angry, so let down by a government that is denying the facts. And for as long as the government denies the facts, we have no option but to act.
They're also concerned about the more than 1,900 empty positions across the state. But Education Minister Sarah Mitchell says that figure isn't cause for alarm.
The reality is that we are employing more teachers in public education than ever before in New South Wales. So our vacancy rates traditionally sit at about 2-3% for the size of our system. That's what we're at now. That's what we've been at fairly consistently over the last decade.
While rail commuters are still being warned of massive delays, train drivers still vowing to take industrial action today and tomorrow, despite the government promising to spend more than $200 million fixing safety issues with the new intercity fleet. The number of properties impacted by varroa mite continues to grow, with beekeepers near the Port of Newcastle and Bulladilla on high alert. 8 sites are now infected, their colonies destroyed. Ag Minister Dugald Saunders announcing a raft of new measures to combat the spread.
An eradication zone that extends roughly 20 to 25 k's to the north of the Port of Newcastle. And we have a separate eradication zone and other zones set up now around Bulladilla.
The DPI has ordered a halt to the movement of hives across the state and the harvest of honey. Welfare groups are getting in early and calling for the federal government to properly address the social housing shortage in the October budget. Experts believe Canberra and the states and territories will need to build as many as 25,000 new properties a year to sort the problem out. Kate Colvin from Everybody's Home says more rental assistance is needed in the short term to help those looking for a place.
2021, all renters who are receiving Commonwealth rent assistance, 45.7% of them were in rental stress.
And it's not just iceberg lettuce in short supply. There are now concerns about egg shortages. A winter cold snap has affected free-range egg production, as chickens don't lay as much when it's chilly out. It comes as the price of things like transport, packing and grain also rise. Having a look at sport now, Manly's head-to-head with Melbourne in the NRL tonight. The Seagulls are hosting the clash, and with the Storm getting Ryan Papenhuyzen back from injury, it's set to be a tough one. Coach Des Hasler says a win tonight would be a huge boost.
We competed well in parts down at Melbourne when we played them a couple of weeks ago, and after that we've gone about trying to fix up a few indiscretions and a few parts of our game.
Also confirming both Daly Cherry-Evans and Jake Dobrojevic will be on the field after Sunday's Origin match.
Listener.